mentioned also in the other shmos, the Meraglim came along and they said, Lashon Hara, terrible Lashon Hara, about Eretz Yisrael. They came back and they reported it to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Maisa, they were the cause of the calamity of destruction, the entire generation of Klal Yisrael. How did this whole thing start? Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, tells us. Rashi tells us a very fascinating thing. Look, Rashi, Shlach Lecho Anoshim, Loma Nisim, Parash Merayel, Parash Miriam, Fisha Lokso, Al Iske Dibo, Shidibro, Ba'acheho. Miriam, at the land of Parash Beloish, we have the famous story when Miriam spoke against her brother. Moshe Rabbeinu was her brother, and she spoke against him. She said words that weren't appropriate about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi, Rishonim, Halolu, Ro'u, V'loilokhu, Musa. So Rashi, these Rishonim, these men, saw what happened to Miriam, that she was loksa. So my sick follows, my mom's the next part, she was loksa. She was smitten for the fact that they didn't take Musa. The question, obviously, your boy said, we could ask, we understand that they came off that parish. What's the connection? What's the common denominator? What's the connection between Miriam, the mice of the Miriam, and the mice of Meraglim? This whole different world. They spoke about a person. And even Miriam is not so posh to see her, what was her Lashon Hara. And here in the Rav, they didn't say anything bad about it. Okay, they said about a Kodesh Bo, that he don't think it. Well, Maizah, they spoke about the derogatory against the land. What's the Pshat, Rabbi Isai? So the Pshat, Rabbi Isai, is a posh, is a Yisoy Godel, Rabbi Isai. We said this over Kamen, Paulim, Shmuzin. Yisoy Godel. In the avoda of the midah of Lashon Hara, Rabbi Yisai, that so many people are locked in, and one of our biggest issues today, Rabbi Yisai, is we speak Lashon Hara, we put down people. And it comes from one central yisoy, Rabbi Yisai, one central theme that we tend to look at the chesroinus. More than that, we tend to focus more sometimes on the chesroinus and on the milus. And sometimes we misinterpret a person, and we don't see, if we judge the person properly, that if we look into that this person is a special person, is a unique person. So even if we see something at fault, we try to judge that the chavschus, or we try to understand it. But since we try to perceive the person in a certain light, in a more negative light, so the mindset that causes us to have perceive his actions in a different way. The problem with Miriam, even though she didn't realize the mile of her brother. That's what the problem said. She thought he was very, and Amela, she didn't see well into the mile of her brother. She didn't see the good. She didn't look. I mean, she looked for the good. She wasn't able to look for the mile that mile of Moshe Rabbeinu is a different level. She equated them with everybody else. Melosh, her cook of Moshe Rabbeinu was a cook of lesson, of katnus. If you might think also about Miriam Hatzadegis, but a katnus. And that's a job enough to understand, not just to think it to the person enough to see his true midah, what we are told it. About she had this great respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. About she was like everybody else, but to understand it, on his level where Moshe Rabbeinu was holding, she was mocked in it a little bit. She said, we're all even. And then she didn't understand why he was punished from his wife. In fact, the terrors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was that Moshe Rabbeinu is a different level. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to at any moment. So the chet came because the realization of where Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the level that Moshe Rabbeinu was holding. It was that makhtin the katnus of. And that goes by the cook. Some people we sometimes are not able to look and see the true value of a person and the true value of Eretz Yisrael. Here, the same thing, the miragul, Olochu Musa, they saw that Miriam didn't appreciate the true value of it. And that's what led her to, so too, they didn't appreciate the true value of what Eretz Yisrael is. If they would appreciate the true value, if they try to see everything in the right light, they wouldn't misinterpret it. And we come to a different understanding, a different havana, a different maskana, when they came from Eretz Yisrael. If they would look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right light, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only means the best, and whatever we're trying to do is for our best, so they would have understood the whole scenario in Eretz Yisrael differently. They saw people dying. Left and right, it says. People were burying their dead. Why was that happening? So Rashi tells us it was for good, and they shouldn't notice that. They didn't want people to notice that. Two spies came in the time of Yeshua. Right away, the whole land was talking about it. The papers were full. Next day, Jerusalem, Canaan post. Not the Canaan post. Right away, it was written all over. Two spies came. The king said that to Rachel, the Haftarah, this is Parsha. Fear was 12 spies came, no one noticed them. Why not? Because Rachel made it that the people were dying left and right. So how'd they take it? They looked at, oh wow, this land is must be a very, very dangerous place. The air, the atmosphere, it's a very, very dangerous place to live in. People are dying, left and right, there's levies all the time. They didn't think for one second that maybe, just maybe, Hashem is doing it for our good. Maybe he's doing it for our good. Maybe that they should notice us. And the MS disciple points out in his parents, he writes, a very interesting thing, that if it was true that the Levites were happening every day, and all the time in Eretz Yisrael, so it would have became so used to it that you wouldn't be able to see on their expression that it didn't bother them. They would still be able to notice the people around them. Why? Because when a person is not really, a person's a grave digger, the Chmol, it's not a grave digger, he doesn't get so impressed. You don't see him being boicha. You don't see the big grave diggers doing tshuva, Rabbi said. Every grave digger, I'm not saying they're not, but the grave digger should be the biggest thing, and they're seeing death every day. That's just the reason. The person sees death every day. He's a dog, he's every day, so he gets used to it. It doesn't make such an impression on him. So says the disciple, if it's true that they were dying every day, that was the nature of the atmosphere, that's where you die every single day, so they wouldn't notice that you didn't walk around. Why? Because they wouldn't have been so preoccupied with the death. They wouldn't be so emotionally attached, involved. But now, that if they're totally emotionally involved, not seeing this miraculum, must be the lum this is. It's something that's new now. Hashem will do it for our good. So when you go with a different type of look, when you go with a look where you try to imat, you don't shots up truly what that person is, what the land is, what Hashem is doing for you, and you go with a very superficial look, or let's not call it superficial, let's call it not in depth. And why? Because we don't look, we don't appreciate it, Rabbi. We don't appreciate everything that we have around us. We're starting to makhtin our appreciation for the reduction. If you want to be able to appreciate something, you have to truly appreciate it. You hear everybody say? Say go tifa vor. If you want to appreciate something in its right way, you have to truly appreciate it. The word appreciate also means to shots it up. You have to shots up something in the right true value. You have to understand the person of true value. Our problem with our relationships is we were mocking other people in our eyes. We always lessen their value. We lessen their value, then we tend to speak about. We don't see their miles in its entirety. We don't see the greatness. We don't look for the greatness. We see the katnus. Or we're mocked in them. And that causes us to look on people. And that causes us to speak about them in a derogatory way because we're mocked in. and we're coming from a katnistic look, that this is very, very important, in a way you're supposed to look on a friend, the way you're supposed to look on anything in nature, in the world, you have to realize the godless of it. Because Bo put into the Bria, it has a purpose. There's nothing that doesn't have a purpose, Everything has a purpose. Everything has a value. Everything's important. That's the problem with Leitzanah, We tend to mock things. It's different food. We have to speak about this in Spanish. We need to have a long talk about it. We tend to mock and we devaluate things. That's the problem with Leitzanah. But the Maisa, when the Gia Ashmuz Rabbi said, when the Gia had a value, a friend Rabbi said, they had to have a relationship with somebody else, a person has to put every other person great in his eyes. A person has to look at other people, his greatness, his greatness. Look for the Milas. Look for the greatness that makes it, and realize that it's not great. If we look for the real greatness of every individual, and we truly evaluate in its right proportion of our side. You have a guy that's a Moyridik Abal Chesed. He doesn't learn so much. But look, if we truly evaluate his greatness in Chesed, we truly evaluate his greatness in learning. He's not sure about evaluate his greatness in that area. The problem is we always look to mock at everybody. We always look to make it, he's not this, he's not that, he's not this, not that. And then we learn to talk Lashon Hara, and we learn to put down people. We have to look in a disparaging way, and we walk around the world always trying to look at people in a very derogatory way. And a person learns to value people, he treats them with respect. He treats them with respect, talks about it in a respectful way. And Lemaisa, he can talk a game from that person. The problem, a lot of people have to realize we can take out so much. I was very impressed that we spoke, because we got to speak how they noticed. That's the way it should be, Rabbi said. You notice unfriend, midos, toivos, different areas in their avoided that they're successful, and you learn from them. Yitaka, it's a kino and a rotzen to steig like them, because you see the mindless, Rabbi said. And that's the way in this world Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see the good in every individual, wants to see the mindless of every individual. Wants to make every individual, this should be something special in our eyes. Treat him with respect, because he has a ma'ala to him. And then Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will avoid difficult situations in life, many situations that arise, especially between Ish L'Ishto, everybody said, especially in family situations, shown bias, is because lack of respect for one another. The people want to know what's the most. The biggest cause of strife is lack of respect. People lose respect for each other. Why do they lose respect? Because they can't find the miles. Everybody has frustrations. Everybody has things in life which are they're not like everybody else. Hashem made everybody differently. Some people are great in this, some people are weak in that. If we focus and we concentrate on the greatness of a person or person, we'll respect them. We'll treat them with respect. If we focus on the negativity of the person, we focus on the things that look l'chayr not good, you're not going to respect them. It's a guarantee, Rabbi said. I think that what a person has to do is to have to work on himself, to look at people in the right way. It takes time, it takes effort, Rabbi said. But if a person does this, he can change his whole mentality and have a different type of relationship with everybody, especially with his wife. And if he learns to look and learns to evaluate, and it spends time to look at the real my love individual and focus on it, Rabbi Zayn. And a person can take an oof at it. You take one individual in the yeshiva, and you take him for a second, you look at him, you say, this guy, what mile does he have? What is he good at? What's his milas? Maybe he's good in this, he's good in that. And at the end of the day, if you focus on it, you start to respect it and appreciate the person for who he is. Every person has it, the Mishnah always says. You shouldn't make shame any person. There's no person that doesn't have milus. He has a purpose. He's somebody. And especially when someone gets married, the most important thing is to learn how to see the milah of his wife. Because if not, he's going to lose respect for himself, and then that starts all the problem. Once a person loses respect for the individual, it's downhill from the others. So the police side, the yisoy, the hatzloch in a relationship, is learning to see and evaluate and appreciate the other person's mind and yourself. It's something that somebody should work on, and if you clean it, everybody said, it's something that will give you one of the greatest tools in life to have successful relationships, successful marriage, and emes shalom b'ayis.